Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The war clouds are getting thicker and blacker and bigger concerning an attack on Iran. We've got a lot of key news on that today. Also, Lebanon is descending into civil war, all part of the global Balkans divide and conquer strategy of tension policy. We have Scott Ritter joining us in the second hour, as well as Dar Jamal later, the American reporter who has been in Iraq, been in Lebanon, been in Syria, been all over the place during these conflicts. So that's coming up in the second and third hour today. We're also going to have wide open phones when these guests are on with us. Meanwhile, we've got new developments concerning the fact that evidence is emerging, clearly showing that the two Border Patrol agents who were in prison while they await their appeal were targeted and were not given a fair trial by the U.S. attorney, who wished to use them as political sacrificial lambs. So we'll be discussing that as well. We're working on getting Jerome Corsi on briefly to update you with the latest developments there. I have a stack of news here that ties together, showing an ongoing escalation with Iran. Listen to this. Troops authorized to kill Iranian operatives in Iraq. Now, they've always, quote, been authorized to engage anyone who is attacking them or preparing to attack them, and there have been top British generals and special forces colonels and even American officers saying, look, there's no Iranians coming across the eastern Iraqi frontier from western Iran, and that Iran is not trying to escalate a conflict in Iraq. I'm sure they're doing something. It'd be hard to believe if they weren't. But now this is Bush's way of trying to transition the Iraq war into a conflict with Iran. And again, there are a whole stack of separate reports in other areas where the UN, the Congress, British leaders are preparing the ground for a military strike. Troops authorized to kill Iranian operatives in Iraq. Administration strategy stirs concern among some officials. Also, Iran attack again possible, says Cameron. A preemptive military strike against Iran involving British troops could be launched under a conservative government after David Cameron yesterday refused to rule out the use of force against Iran. Yeah, I think I'll just cover this after the break because there's so much news concerning Iran. Also, I tried to dig it out this morning, and for some reason I had a little bit of trouble, but I'm sure we'll find it. I got a few of my people trying to pull it up. I know it was in the Associated Press and several other major publications. From memory, it was a top Air Force general, what, about 6 months ago, that said that there's complaints by international bodies and the UN and others about our use of the new ray gun that burns people's skin when it's at a focus beam and just causes pain on a wide beam. So they said, we're going to go ahead and test it on the American people, and if we can legitimize its use here, then they can't complain over there. I'm going to find that article because I want to give you the details. But it's back in the news because they're approving its use, rolling it out, giving it to police departments. Here it is. U.S. military unveils heat ray gun. Safety fears as U.S. demonstrates crowd control heat ray weapon. We'll cover that too.
It's this year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Attention, attention everyone, a brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages, and WristEase provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E, WristEase.com. Once again, WristEase.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Dr. Jerome Corsi with the latest developments in his and others' investigation into the case of the two Border Patrol agents who clearly have been framed and set up as part of setting a precedent so that the Border Patrol agents will not be able to do their jobs. All part of the open border strategy. We'll be breaking that down. Then we've got Scott Ritter coming on, as well as Dar Jamal, to break down what's really happening in the Middle East as the storm clouds gather and darken and begin to get quite violent concerning that upcoming war that we're desperately trying to avert. Military chief says test weapons on Americans before using them on enemies. And this was picked up by the Associated Press. This came out in October of last year. During the last segment, I was mentioning that I couldn't remember exactly when this had been reported, and I was having trouble finding the article because the ray gun weapon is back in the news in the BBC, the Associated Press, London Guardian, and Newsweek magazine. I have them all here in front of me. And I was indeed correct. My memory did serve me, but it was the Secretary of the Air Force. And the Secretary of the Air Force said, and it's got his quotes here, that we should use this weapon on the American people first, and then they could claim under international law that it was simply a law enforcement tool, and that it didn't because this thing even violates the laws of war. This violates the Geneva Convention. This violates, this is designed coast to coast, every major city has gotten mobile units with eardrum-busting sound cannons. We showed you that in New York for the RNC in 2004. And they put over 2,000 citizens in a FEMA camp run by Bechtel and George Shultz. Well, forget the sound cannons. They're nothing compared to these microwave guns. They can focus them in to where it actually burns your skin. It's a microwave weapon. Or they can put it on wide spectrum burst and simply it creates the feeling that it's been described as when you touch a light bulb, but that's all over your body. Just a burning heat. Here it is from the BBC. U.S. military unveils heat ray gun. They didn't unveil this. We've been reporting on it for 4 years since they began deploying these covertly to police departments. The U.S. military has given the first public display of what it says is a revolutionary heat ray weapon to repel enemies or disperse hostile crowds. Called the active denial system, it projects an invisible high-energy beam that proceeds and produces a sudden burning feeling. Military officials who say the gun is harmless believe it could be used as a non-lethal way of making enemies surrender their weapons because it shoots through and around obstacles. And it continues. Officials said there were wide-ranging military interest in the technology. This is a breakthrough technology that's going to give our forces a capability they don't now have, defense official Theodore Barana told Reuters news agency. A blast from an oven, the prototype weapon. Notice, once we're already in the North American Union officially, they tell you it might be coming. Okay, the old-timers were right. There is a plan for North American Union, and then we're actually already in it. But people are just now hearing about it might be coming. Oh, it's a prototype. It's in every, we're talking Detroit, New York, L.A., Dallas. They've got these things in warehouses. They've got units trained. It's the same thing with, well, I mean, there's so many examples of this. Oh, you know, Boston Globe headline, they may start recruiting foreigners. First paragraph, it says, well, they've already been doing it for the last 5 years, but now they may intensify it and open even more recruiting stations in Manila and Mexico City. It's always the same M.O. It's propaganda. The prototype weapon was demonstrated at Moody Air Force Base in Georgia. A beam was fired from a large rectangular dish mounted on a Humvee vehicle. The beam reached up to 500 meters or 550 yards, much farther than existing non-lethal weapons like rubber bullets. It can penetrate clothes, suddenly heating up the skin of anyone in its path to 50 Celsius. That fries your skin, boys and girls. 50 Celsius, that is really hot. That's stovetop. But it penetrates the skin only a tiny depth, enough to cause discomfort, but not a lasting harm, according to the military. We just read you 4 or 5 years ago what the actual company said it does. And if you turn this, it's got wide beam and focus beam. Wide beam just causes incredible pain. High beam is very destructive. A Reuters journalist who volunteered to be shot with the beam described the sensation as similar to a blast from a very hot oven, too painful to bear without diving for cover. Crowd control. And it just goes into all that. Here's another one. Safety fears as U.S. demonstrates crowd control heat ray weapon. And the experts that are criticizing it say that if it hits the eye, it could cause serious, your eye is very, very delicate mucous membrane. And, you know, it'll hit you in the face and it'll burn your eyes. But so what? I mean, you know, up in Boston, they gun a young 21-year-old college student for walking out of a bar. They shoot her in the head with rubber bullets. Nobody gets in trouble. She bleeds out of her eye to death. You know, that's the way it works. It looks like a tabletop stuck on a Humvee, but the U.S. military is a revolutionary new weapon. A controversial heat ray. It's a microwave gun, by the way. And it just goes on. Called Silent Guardian. Okay. And then I did get one of the articles. This is an article about the AP article. We're still trying to find the AP article from October. Military chief says test weapons on Americans before using them on enemies. And it goes on. Find his name. Secretary Wayne told a reporter at the Houston Chronicle in September that a non-lethal weapon, such as a high-powered microwave devices, should be used on American citizens in crowd control situations before they are used on a battlefield. Just that bit should drive most Americans to put pen to paper, writing letters for Wayne's removal. Hey, let me tell you something, and I think you should still write letters and make calls. But when you do, Congress just hires more federal funds for paramilitary forces, more microwave guns, more riot troops, more FEMA camps. Oh, they've gotten the message. They know 97% don't want toll roads on existing roads. They know 99% don't want the North American Union. They know 95% don't want these electronic no-record voting machines. Okay, they know 91% in Gallup polls don't want open borders. And they know they work for foreign banks, and so they know you're going to revolt, and so they're deploying the microwave guns. And the only reason they're now announcing this like it's some brand-new thing is because they got to get you ready for it to accept it. So when they take your pensions and blow out the economy and plunge the dollar down to nothing, that so when you are out there freaking out in the streets, they can have their dumbed-down goons come out and microwave gun you in the street. And by the way, the reports I've got are is they've got handheld microwave guns that will kill you. And I can't say any more about that because it's classified sources. Okay, they got sound guns that will bust your organs right open. Okay, they got stuff that you can wave across a crowd that's handheld that will kill you. They've got handheld microwave guns. They've got handheld particle beams that will hit you and you will burst open like a tomato thrown against a wall. Now, Jane's Weapons Quarterly reports on some of this. I've got Marines on tape and Urban Warrior slipping up and talking about it. We first reported on it 7 years ago. Now it's even been in a few papers that they do have combat mechs. It was in the Honolulu Advertiser. It's been in a few others. Basically, an Osprey or a helicopter lands. It drops off a few of these, and it looks like it's about the size of a Suburban, but it's got treads, and it's got weapons. It's got non-lethal gas, lethal gas. They're made to drive up and ram into your house. Then they got big hoses that have got little wheels, 360 around the hose. And that way the little wheels, if it turns over as it comes in, it sends out tentacles, folks. It just rolls over, and it's got wheels on every side spinning. And that thing just rushes into your house with a camera on it, and that operator in there hits the nerve gas. Everybody's dead inside. Okay, that's what they've got ready for us. This is what the scum has done. By 2011, half of the Air Force's fighter fleet will be robotic and controlled by technicians thousands or hundreds of miles away. Okay, and this allows small criminal elites to run more remote control attacks like 9/11. It allows them to do things that the troops wouldn't follow the orders. Plus, they're going to have large contingents, and already do, of our mainline military force that are foreigner. They will be led by loyal black operators and others that have been trained to accept this. We're in trouble, and I'm telling you, we're going to face remote control tanks, remote control robots. We're going to face remote control microwave guns. We're going to face foreign troops led by traitor U.S. troops. Now, everything else we've told you that's coming has come. And I'm telling you, folks, I'm telling you, they're not playing games. And I, for one, just don't even know what to say about it anymore. I mean, look at the Secretary of the Air Force saying we need to use this on the American people. You can go. It was in the Houston Chronicle, AP, a bunch of other places, and you go read his quotes for yourself. That's how pathetic we are. I don't even know what to say anymore. Paul Watson's got a really detailed report proving that Ahmadinejad never said wipe Israel off the map and that it's a hoax. You should go get this story, just like babies out of incubators is a hoax. WMDs are a hoax. It's all a hoax. It's all lies. Here's another one out of BBC. Choppers go cheap in U.S. Army sale. Now, U.S. sheriffs and police departments are getting attack Cobras. Oh, yeah, it's not enough to have Hueys and armored vehicles and tanks. Cobras. Local sheriffs around the U.S. seeking a few armored fighting vehicles or a couple of attack helicopters are turning to the Army and the military for a bargain. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. They're gearing up, and the cops, when they do this, are destroying their own country. Oh, my gosh.
Dad, can we stop? We need to go. go to the bathroom.
What? Again? We just stopped 2 hours ago.
Honey, let's stop, because I gave the kids their Sport Berkey water bottles.
Why did you do that?
Because they can't drink and talk at the same time, and that way we don't have to listen to them singing,
"Are we there yet? Are we there yet?"
for the entire trip.
I didn't think about that. Great idea.
Yeah, and it's cheap entertainment for the kids. Bottled water costs around 75 cents a bottle, and using our Berkey Sport bottles, it costs us less than 2.5 cents per refill.
Honey, you're terrific.
Oh, honey, so are you. You're the one that bought the family our Sport Berkey water bottles. Now, can we stop? I need to go, too.
Get your Berkey Sport purification bottle for only $39 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever heard of the Genocide Convention Treaty to the United Nations? Did you know that it's a direct assault upon your freedom of religion? Did you know that if you mention perverted sex acts as being wrong according to the Bible, you could be arrested and tried for causing mental harm to others? It's already law in Canada, Australia, Britain, and Sweden, where Christians are being tried and deprived of freedom of speech. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call our toll-free order line number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Our operators are standing by to receive your call.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call
702-953. We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control.
Drum course is coming up. I know we've got your calls lined up. We'll get to you as well. You want to talk about the case of the two Border Patrol agents framed. The evidence is now becoming extremely clear. 95% chance. We've got to continue to do our research. And then, of course, we're going to be covering Iran, target Iran. They're geared up big time in the second and third hour. We're going to do a detailed report on this. I have six mainstream news articles covering different angles as they gear the public up and get the public conditioned to accept this. Meanwhile, helicopters, attack helicopters, armored vehicles, rocket launchers. They're now transferring these to police departments, basically at the cost of shipping. The BBC reports all over the U.S. It's been going on for 15 years. But they won't let the National Guard have bullets for their M16s on the border as they're shot at and overrun. And if they won't let Border Patrol agents leave their station, and they're only allowed to look left or right, backwards or forwards. If they see illegals on their left, and they're supposed to look to their right. This is an official policy for 4 years. They will be fired if they pursue. You're not allowed to see illegals running right past you. Their main job now is picking up trash in the scrub brush so that they are basically out there with the rattlesnakes not doing their real job. And if illegal aliens are running around shooting at you and running with a bunch of drugs and you shoot at them, you get imprisoned. And even while you've got your appeal going, you stay in solitary confinement. And now it turns out that the prosecutor in this from Homeland Security didn't allow a bunch of the evidence to come out and basically was acting as the judge, sealing everything. Hey, cops! Hey, Border Patrol! Welcome to the club! All I've ever asked for is fair trials. Let people bring out the evidence. And this is this system we face now where every week I see where they burn good cops across this country. They burn good police, good peace officers, good law enforcement officers. And the thugs get promoted. I've seen thugs here in Austin that beat up men in wheelchairs, literally. People I know get promoted to supervisor and up above that. And the good cops go absolutely nowhere. They want aggressive thugs. I've seen a good, you know, Marine Corps officer from Vietnam, good SWAT team commander, Travis County, when they weren't having botch raids, when they weren't having problems, Lieutenant Beck, and I was friends with him, and he was a good guy, and when Delta Force tried to come in and recruit him, he thought I was a kook a year before, and he called me in his office and said, here's their card, and I can't tell you all the stuff they said, but I can just tell you, you're right, Alex. Boom. Fired. He's a security guy out at the airport now. That's, you have to witness this in your life. You have to see this. You have to witness it happening to really be able to understand how real it is. There is good news. Maine is revolting against the digital national ID card. This is out of AP. They're shooting it now. We'll tell you about it later. Also, judge, Davenport red light cameras are illegal. We've had federal and state judges from San Diego to Indiana come out and say they're completely illegal, and we can go through why they're illegal. You don't have, it's a civil matter. You don't have an actual officer who witnessed it writing the ticket with the summons, with the due process. You have red light cameras run by defense contractors or by their subsidiaries, Lockheed Martin and others, putting in this grid, and they just mail you a ticket, and it doesn't go through the proper constitutional process. Does that stop Austin, Texas from trying to implement it? Does that stop Houston, Texas? I'm just mentioning my state. Does that stop all these other places? No. No. It's like failure to ID. There have been hundreds of state cases, dozens of federal cases. There was a famous one in 86 here in Austin where cops can't arrest you for walking down the street without an ID card, but they still do it. And maybe only one out of 1,000 actually fight it and bring it to court. And then the courts say, yeah, you can't do that, and they don't stop. A judge has ruled that Davenport's speed and red light cameras violate state law, a decision the city will likely appeal as plaintiff's attorneys seek repayment of thousands of fines issued by the system. The ruling was issued Tuesday by District Court Judge Gary McCarrick, who agreed with the plaintiff's argument the city doesn't have the authority to adopt an ordinance that conflicts with state motor vehicle code. According to state law, people who speed or run through a red light must be issued criminal citations instead of a civil citation. The city of Davenport treats citations issued by cameras as civil matters. So I got that backwards earlier. We'll be right back with Jerome Corsi. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Emily, you look exhausted.
Oh, wait. Why did you turn that down?
I get so tired of that girl's squeaky voice. I'm sure the bed fan works, but that squeaky voice.
Well, what's the bed fan?
It's a fan that helps hot sleepers stay cool at night.
I could use something like that. This menopause thing is really getting to me at night, and you know how I am about doing that hormone therapy thing. Besides, you're a hot sleeper yourself. You're always throwing the covers off in the middle of the night.
I guess you're right. Why don't we try it? Just think how nice it'll be to sleep through the night.
Yeah, and just think how nice it'll be this summer and all the money we can save on air conditioning.
I know where we can get some more information.
Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The bed fan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? The bed fan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
That's bedfan.com.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Sending an SOS to the world. He is Jerome Corsi, Dr. Jerome Corsi, PhD. And he is absolutely on target on the North American Union, the Security and Prosperity Partnership, the Trans-Texas Corridors, the NAFTA Super Highways. He has dug up. He has done FOIA requests. He has been battling tirelessly. And we disagree a little bit on how to handle the Middle East and Iran. But I'll tell you, I really respect Dr. Corsi because, you know, he's taught me some things, and also he's been open on air and has been very courageous to admit that he now has serious questions about 9/11 and the New World Order and is starting to get an even bigger view. And he said that on air. So I believe he's honestly seeking the truth, and that's why I really respect that when somebody it's a rare thing in policy and in news gathering when somebody who's prominent will start admitting that they may have not had the full view in the past, and I'm always ready to admit that as well. I know how much I don't know, and I know that I'm learning more every day. But I tell you, the research he's done on a host of issues and the books he's written are just absolutely invaluable. And he writes for Human Events. He also writes for WorldNet Daily, and he is a true boon to the work that we're doing in the battle for this republic. Now, I've been following this, and I've been studying this, and I've been watching this, and I've only talked about it a little bit on air because I was still doing research on it, and now it's emerged that what we thought at the beginning was, in fact, the case, and it follows the same M.O. We've had people like Mr. Bach, who ran INS, who was a former head of the Ford Foundation, openly saying he wants no borders, punishing Border Patrol agents, trying to have them arrested for doing their jobs. You know, a big city cop can basically get away with murder, but if you're a Border Patrol agent, you are micromanaged, you're paid almost nothing, you're treated like total garbage. When they started giving air marshals $24,000 pay increase, if they were Border Patrol agents and would leave, I knew something was going on after 9/11. When they just did all of these things, when they wouldn't let them, you know, they tell them you can look to the east or look to the west or look to the north or the south at their Border Patrol points, at these positions in their Broncos. If they see illegals to the east, when they were only allowed to look to the west, they're not allowed to even report seeing them. All of this is to stop them from doing their jobs. They're fired at routinely. They've been killed. FBI's been beaten. FBI's been shot. Countless sheriff's deputies and others. Homes being burned down. Rocket attacks. Kidnappings. Car bombs. This is going on in Texas. We've interviewed the sheriffs who've had Mexican troops come right up to them with guns, you know, about 3 miles over the U.S. border and steal drugs that had been captured. Of course, our troops got overrun a few weeks ago in Arizona. They ran because they weren't allowed to have bullets because the governor of Utah that had sent them down wouldn't allow them to have bullets. This is the reality. And with the case of these Border Patrol agents, it is off the chart. They have clearly been framed by Homeland Security that wants to send a political message to these men, these courageous men and women, not to do their job. And basically, Bush's 6,000 troops never happened. They put 200 any one time to just sit there and do nothing. We have 2,000 less Border Patrol on the southern border than we had before 9/11. That's the actual numbers. That's been in the Houston Chronicle. We have 450,000 people released just in 2005 alone, the Houston Chronicle reported, in Texas, catch and release, who were felons. We have 30 million illegals in this country. Dr. Corsi, thank you for coming on. I kind of wanted to build that up and give people a basic look of what's happening. Would you like to add anything to the big picture? And then let's get into your investigation of Agent Ramos and others.
Well, first of all, Alex, it's a great pleasure and honor to be back with you, so thank you. I've been investigating Ramos and Compion, and these are the two Border Patrol agents in El Paso that are now in federal prison. And the supposed crime they committed, Alex, was that they fired their weapons at a fleeing drug smuggler who'd come across the border in El Paso in a van with 743 pounds of marijuana. That's a lot of marijuana. And U.S. Attorney Johnny Sutton in El Paso prosecuted these two border agents because they fired their weapons at the fleeing drug smuggler, who Johnny Sutton maintains was unarmed and trying to surrender. Then Johnny Sutton says they filed false reports and tried to cover up the crime scene. Well, Johnny Sutton went down to Mexico and got the drug smuggler not to prosecute him, but to have him be the star witness. They gave him immunity. They brought him back across the border. He did get shot in his buttocks, and Johnny Sutton and the U.S. Attorney's Department of Homeland Security got the bullet removed by a U.S. doctor and gave him free medical care. And now the drug dealer is set up to sue the Border Patrol for $5 million, claiming that his civil rights were violated. And his major proof is going to be that these two Border Patrol agents who shot at him are in prison for criminally misusing their weapons. It's a completely remarkable story. It's totally upside down. And as I'm digging into it, Alex, I'm finding that Johnny Sutton may have been lying, that the evidence may not be what Johnny Sutton says it is. And there's a lot of increasing number of people here including some very prominent congressmen that I wrote about yesterday and today in WorldNet Daily, Congressman Ted Poe of Texas and Congressman Michael McCaul, who are demanding that the DHS turn over to them investigative reports, which the DHS has been stonewalling for 5 months. And it's a remarkable story.
And let's be clear, they told the Republican Republican caucus down in Texas that they have all these documents. They've told the media this, but they won't release their proof, and the prosecutor acted like the judge in the case, shielding a bunch of evidence. So they are definitely kind of like the cat caught with a canary in its mouth.
Well, that's right, Alex, because there was a September 2006 meeting where DHS came on over to the Republican Texas delegation in Congress, and DHS represented these two drug agents were doing things, two Border Patrol agents, Ramos and Campion, were saying things like they wanted to go shoot some Mexicans. And say that they fired on the drug smuggler knowing he was unarmed, that he wanted to surrender. And the congressman listened to that politely, and they said, fine, we'd like to see the investigative documents that prove those charges. And DHS promised in September 2006 to release the documents to Congress. Now, as of yesterday, DHS was still refusing to turn these documents over. Now, that's completely unacceptable.
And that's because we know what we're going to find. They've slandered and lied and prejudiced the entire public in the media to demonize these men to ensure they don't get a proper appeal here. And by the way, they're in solitary confinement.
And in chains. They're chained when they're brought out to meet with their wives. They're chained as if they were Charlie Manson.
They're acting like that they're supermax criminals.
Right, and I want to go to a couple of the evidentiary points here, Alex, that, you know, began to get me in this case. I interviewed Johnny Sutton for 35 minutes, and we printed word for word the interview on WorldNet Daily without any editorial comment.
And again, remind folks who Johnny Sutton is.
Johnny Sutton's a U.S. attorney in El Paso who prosecuted these two Border Patrol agents, Ramos and Campion. Now, the major charge here is that the fleeing drug suspect was unarmed. Now, Alex, the drug suspect got across the border, and nobody apprehended him.
Those borders are incredibly dangerous. I mean, literally 99.9% of the coyotes are armed, especially the drug smugglers. And then now, how is the evidence good if this guy then fled into Mexico? We don't even know if they really shot him. We don't know if this is a staged event, which the drug dealers have done many times. We don't even know if it was his own gun and he accidentally shot himself, or if a coyote shot him, or if Mexican troops shot him. I mean, we don't. This evidence would be thrown out in any fair court.
And Alex, let's just begin with a point of logic here. The point of logic is this. The drug dealer got to Mexico and was not apprehended. No one will ever know if he had a concealed weapon on him that day. It'll never be known. And no matter what Johnny Sutton says about him being unarmed, it can't be proved because he got away.
Well, somebody shipping in that much drugs, it'd be hard to believe they didn't have a gun.
Well, in fact, Agent Campion got in a struggle, and this drug dealer was not just coming across the border. He drove a van with 743 pounds of marijuana in it across a point in the border that was known to be used by drug smugglers. It was picked up by sensors. About five Border Patrol agents in their cars started pursuit. When the drug agent realized he was being pursued, he turns his car around, his van around, and hightails it back to the border. He gets down on these dirt roads. The drug smuggler gets out of his van and runs for the Rio Grande. Now, these agents come up, about five agents on the scene, and Campion's the first to catch up with the drug dealer. There's this levee and a ditch down there. They're fighting down in the ditch. Campion gets injured, gets cut. Drug dealer
now, let's be clear. I mean, let's be clear, okay? Routinely, I mean, you know, if citizens get in a scuffle with the cops, they blast them and it's no big deal in the media. But because these are illegal aliens, and by the way, folks, we cannot spend the time it would take to tell you about how many cops have been shot, how many people have been killed, how many people have been shot at, how many cars have been shot up, and all of them have been told to just take it and run the other direction. And the Border Patrol, frankly, is sick of laying down and being forced to act like cowards. And I think there needs to be more shooting back on that border, not less.
Well, and, you know, also, they were prosecuted. Johnny Sutton prosecuted these two border agents under the wrong statute. He prosecuted them under 18 U.S.C. 924C. Now, that particular provision in the U.S. Code...
It's for U.S. citizens.
No, it's for hard. It's for violent criminals. It's for drug traffickers and rapists who, in the process of committing their drug crime or their rape, also carry or use or discharge a weapon. You're not supposed to, and that's why they
So they were implying that they were involved
in a crime
to begin with. Like they're saying they're criminals.
That's right. And it gave the jury the presumption to use that statute, which carries a 10-year maximum mandatory sentence, mandatory 10-year.
So what does Bush and Homeland Security and Michael Chertoff do? They are defending this and then prejudicing these men in the media, demonizing them, and the $64 million question is, Dr. Jerome Corsi, why are they doing that? And I know the answer because I heard you talk about it today when you were co-hosting the Derry Brownfield show, which is carried by the Genesis Network. It's clearly to set a precedent to scare the rest of the Border Patrol, and you had a retired senior customs agent call in and say clearly that's what's happening.
Well, that's exactly right. The message, and Congressman Poe said the same thing to me yesterday when I interviewed him. The message is to drug smugglers, you're not going to be shot at. The border's wide open, come across. And then it says to them, if you do get apprehended, run, because nobody's going to bother you once you start running. It's a wide open border message, and every law enforcement officer up and down the line, every Border Patrol agents, ICE agents, deputy sheriffs, you name it, they all got the message. And the message
why
is
don't
drug
we lobby for a 20,
to be bothered.
Why don't we lobby for a $24,000 base pay increase for the Border Patrol? Because that is 1,000 times more vital to our national security and our sovereignty than more air marshals. I mean, why did they boost their money and then to hire away the Border Patrol? This is premeditated.
Well, I agree with you. And I think, you know, with the Department of Homeland Security and the Attorney General stonewalling this, the next stories I'm going to be writing here, I'm getting a hold of the ballistics evidence and documentation on it, and the ballistics did not check to the weapons these officers had. So who knows what this bullet was. Also, by the way, the bullet went into the left buttocks from the side of this drug smuggler, and it was lodged in his right groin. Now, Johnny Sutton, the prosecutor, is out there saying this drug smuggler was shot in the back. No, he wasn't. A, he was shot in the buttocks, and B, it was a lateral wound.
He was shot in the side, which actually fits their after-action report where they said he was turning in the dark with something towards them.
Well, it was 1 o'clock in the afternoon. They said he turned toward them, crouched, and they saw something glisten in his hand. They thought it was a weapon.
I thought in the report, though, he was like, they said he was in the shadows.
Well, it might have been, but they saw him, and what the doctor said, the Army doctor who removed the bullet, said that this was consistent with someone crouching and stretching their left hand back toward where the officers were, and Davila, the drug smuggler, is left-handed. Now, that would be all consistent with what the officers reported. And by the way, Alex, Johnny Sutton's also lying about they filed false reports. I can't find any report they filed except for a verbal report, which is all they were required to do according to the Customs and Border Protection manual. And the supervisors knew about the shooting. All five officers knew about the shooting. Johnny Sutton said Compion, picking up his shell casings, was trying to cover up the shooting. That's ridiculous. You didn't need those shell casings to prove there had been shooting. He had about five agents down there who'd witnessed it in person. They all knew there was shooting. They told that to their supervisors.
It's a total frame-up right there.
It's a total frame-up. And I'm holding the manual right here in my hand, U.S. Customs and Border Protection. The manual says, failure to report the discharge of a firearm or the use of a weapon is required by the applicable firearms policy, and the penalty is a written reprimand or a maximum of 5-day suspension. Well, that's a lot different than an 11- and 12-year prison sentence.
And right now, solitary confinement, brought to visit their wives and children in chains.
And if that doesn't communicate to every single Border Patrol agent in the United States that you're to leave your hands off of drug smugglers, I don't know what else does. The message is loud and clear.
Well, now there's a move to get a congressional pardon.
Yes, in fact, Congressman Duncan Hunter, I wrote about this earlier in the week in World Net Daily. Duncan Hunter from California has started a congressional pardon. Last I heard yesterday, he had 75 Republican congressmen sign as co-sponsors of that. They're pressing that forward. At the same time, the Texas Republican delegation, led by Michael McCaul and Congressman Poe, Ted Poe, now they've filed a Freedom of Information Act request with the Department of Homeland Security to get those investigative reports, which is remarkable because on oversight responsibilities, DHS has no reason or authority to withhold those reports from Congress. And yet they're doing it, Alex. They're withholding reports that Congress has a right to see. Congress has to file a Freedom of Information Act request to get them.
I've never heard of that in my life. Dr. Corsi, I think this is the straw that broke the camel's back. This is showing all conservatives, all Republicans, that Bush is actively trying to destroy our border.
I think it's the only conclusion you can come to, Alex.
They know what they're doing. It's unbelievable. Final segment with Dr. Jerome Corsi on the other side. I'm going to talk about what these ladies are saying, what these wives are saying of these agents.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
We basically don't have a border patrol. And the government and the media has been doing this dog and pony show where they arrest every 2 months or so around 1,000 people. Last week it was 760-something. Before that, a few months ago, it was 1,100. If you arrested 1,000 a day, it'd be 365,000 in a year. It's about every 2 months they have one of these busts, so it's, I guess, it'd be about 6,000 a year. You got 30 million illegals, 3 million more coming in a year. There is no Border Patrol, basically. It's all imploded. They're getting shot at routinely. It's a complete joke. And meanwhile, Here's a WorldNet Daily story by Jerome Corsi. Dr. Corsi, imprison agents' wife, president is a hypocrite, calls State of the Union speech total sellout of the United States of America to Mexico. You know, Bush says no amnesty, but then his plan is amnesty. Monica Ramos, the wife of one of the two U.S. Border Patrol agents in prison last week for wounding an escaping drug smuggler, attended the State of the Union speech in person last night and was sharply critical of President Bush, calling him a hypocrite and worse. Ramos' wife of border agent Ignacio Ramos attended the event as a guest of Representative Dana Rohrabacher. Ignacio Ramos and Jose Compion began prison sentences last week of 11 and 12 years, respectively. And it goes into what she had to say. How could President Bush say he wanted to secure our borders and that he would double the size of the Border Patrol when my husband is in prison? She asked WorldNet Daily. And by the way, he never did that. Ignacio was trying to secure our border from drug smugglers. And what do we get? I have to show my children their father in prison in chains. And I have to explain to them the President of the United States is a liar. Jerome Corsi, you got the last word.
Well, Alex, I interviewed Monica Ramos for that. I was talking to her all day. When today is day of the State of the Union, she got the ticket from Congressman Rohrabacher. She met with congressmen and senators all day long. She went to the State of the Union and watched George Bush basically give the lies about border security and wanted to catch drug smugglers, and she was devastated. I talked to her at the end of the evening. I was up until about 1 o'clock talking to her. She was a complete wreck. She could barely talk on the phone at all. Congressman Rohrabacher's office, the legislative aides there were kind of almost begging me not to interview her. I got the story out of her. I didn't get to bed myself until 2 o'clock in the morning. I was such a wreck. I mean, she was in tears, sitting there looking at George Bush in the flesh, knowing he was lying to the nation because her husband, who is a Border Patrol agent of a number of years, distinguished record, is in fact now sitting in federal prison because all he did was try to stop a fleeing drug smuggler and shot at the smuggler after the smuggler had struggled with his partner and cut him and is running away to get to the border. I mean, Agent Ramos should have been given a medal, not be in federal prison.
Absolutely. They have got the toughest job in law enforcement.
That's right, and this is completely upside down. If President Bush thinks he's going to make any points with the American public by prosecuting and putting into federal prison Border Patrol agents who are trying to stop drug smugglers, I got some news from President Bush. That's not going down. That's just a lie, and it's not going down. Monica Ramos was right. Bush is a hypocrite on the issue.
Absolutely. And, again, they thought they could just burn these agents, keep it quiet, let the word spread in the Border Patrol to shut down our security further.
Alex, lie about what the Border Patrol agents did, because as I'm investigating the facts of this case, we find out he was not shot in the back. He was shot in the side of the buttocks.
If and when you get those documents and we find out that this prosecutor was framing him, he needs to go to jail. That's a serious crime, just like the prosecutor in the case, with the lacrosse players.
Yeah, well, it's malicious prosecution, and that's what I'm on the trail to see if I can prove.
And have you proved that? Are you going to call for indictments against this prosecutor?
Yeah, 100%. You can guarantee it. I'll probably have an article over the weekend on WorldNet Daily or Human Events on that very subject.
If this is the case, and it looks like it is, he's the one that needs to go to a prison in solitary confinement. Dr. Corsi, thanks for coming on.
Alex, always an honor. Thank you very much.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.